This is the audio going over the last writing assignment, which essentially was kind of a neutered or scaled-down version of an old essay question that I asked. A couple things with this essay question. This is basically just testing your understanding of the requirements of covenants. But the other thing is kind of giving you a taste of one way in which I would ask an essay question, but I quite frankly think this kind of mimics real life. That is, a client comes into you, and instead of everything kind of hit the fan and, hey, who should I sue and what are the causes of action, this is more likely the way you might see something kind of transactionally. That is, that a client comes in and says, look, I'd like to get this done. Can I do it? And if I can do it, hey, could you draft it up and make it happen, right? So what's happened here? Developer has asked the city for a low-interest loan. Another word for this is a mortgage, to help build a 50-unit apartment complex. In return, the city demands a real covenant in law running with the land, limiting the use of 5 of the new units to low-income housing. It sounds like the city would like to make a restrictive covenant here. Maybe affirmative covenant if you're going to kind of force them to rent them out, but at least restrictive. And so the city comes to you and says, hey, look, lawyer, can you help me do this? Can we actually create a real covenant in law that's enforceable? And if so, how can we do it, right? So my hope here is that the question is really kind of cabined you in. You're going to only talk about covenants. You know what the requirements are. So you need to say, hey, can we do it? And if so, how would we do it, right? And so the sample answer here does this. Now, one of the things that it doesn't tell us is whether we're in a first restatement or a third restatement jurisdiction. Since it doesn't, it looks like, hey, it looks like Professor Katropia would like me to show that I understand the difference between the two. And I think just organizationally, I would take it in the buckets provided and vary to say whether this would be doable under a horizontal privity or vertical privity, in first restatement or third restatement, and maybe it would change how we actually created an enforceable covenant, right? And since we're here on the creation end, if we think about this, we'd really like to make it created to where it would probably be withstandable under any of the potential requirements for the creation of a covenant, if that's possible, right? Okay, so the sample answer kind of restates, what do you want to, what is it asking me? Can I create this, and if so, how? The first thing out of the gate is say, okay, well, what type of covenant would we be creating? Most likely a restrictive covenant, right? That is that the property owner can only use these for low-income families. Now, maybe the city would really like to make it an affirmative covenant where they would force them to actually rent them out. Now, the problem here, it says we can discuss below, is if we were in an English rule jurisdiction we're touching on CERN, that affirmative covenant would not be enforceable. And maybe a third restatement potentially might have a problem with that under touching concern. Okay, so without that kind of nomenclature is kind of out of the way, right? The burden property is the developer's property. Is the benefit in gross or not? That actually also has implications for enforceability. There are 5 basic requirements. We're going to march through them, right? So horizontal privity. This would probably be an issue here because the developer owns the property that they're on. The city really isn't transferring any property at all to the developer. This would not be a concern in a third restatement jurisdiction where horizontal privity is not a requirement, but would be a concern in a first restatement jurisdiction, right? So what type of property interest is being transferred that we could hook this covenant on? Well, the loan, right? We could have a mortgage. Particularly if we're in a title theory jurisdiction, right, that we'd be transferring title to the city, future interest holder would be developer. But even if we were in a lien theory jurisdiction, no property is being transferred, there might not be horizontal privity, but there's still a property relationship and there potentially would be enough. Push comes to shove, we could transfer this to a third party and convey it back again. As a straw person. But here's one where the rubber hits the road, right? Depending on what the horizontal privity requirement is, it might affect how we actually structure the transaction. What about vertical privity? So we're at the creation stage, and so we might not be concerned that much about vertical privity. It is required under the first restatement. It's just unlikely to be concerned because the city is the city, right? And it's unlikely the developer is going to lose their property to adverse possession. What about a writing? What's nice here is that we actually can do that up front. We don't have to rely on a common scheme or plan and a reciprocal negative easement, which a negative covenant, which wouldn't be possible here anyhow. So we can solve that on the front end. What about intent? We need to make sure we put that right language in there if we're creating a horizontal, if we're creating a real covenant at law. And so we want to put in that kind of future assigns, heirs, successors type of language. And what about touch and concern, right? So this is where, depending on how we craft the covenant, it's going to have implications, particularly for the English rule, because the English rule only finds that restrictive covenants touch and concern. Upon it, we need to have an imposition of a burden upon an interest of land. Clearly, it burdens the developer's apartment complex. It's got to benefit some related land in some way, right? And so what would that be? We could think about this kind of the same theory we think about with the Neponset, right? The idea of putting those who might not have access to housing into housing might increase the city's property values overall. It makes it a city that those who have homes are more likely to get jobs, et cetera, and be healthier. And so maybe we could actually meet the Neponset test. And it certainly has some connection with the use of the land because it's talking about who could actually rent out those units, those that have low income. The third restatement would look to see, okay, does this thing make policy sense? We probably don't have a constitutionality problem. We do have a restraint on alienation, right? That is that we can only alienate or transfer this property to those who are low income. The question is whether it's unreasonable. Probably not. 5 to 50 in this context. But the problem is we don't have a time limit. That restriction's there forever. This might be something that we would be concerned about at the drafting stage. At the very least, I would want to bring this up to the city. And finally, just as a small, and I know this isn't one of our kind of clear requirements, but we saw it in Neponset. The city seems a lot like the Homeowners Association in Neponset, and we learned in Neponset that we might have these concerns about enforcements where the benefit's engross. We could actually draft the covenant where it's not engross. It's actually tied to some specific property. So here in my sample answer, city streets, parks, other public places, clearly those are places that are trying to get benefits from greater availability of housing to low-income households. This would have been something kind of the A answer, which is kind of covering everything, would also capture this benefits and gross potential issue that would come up here, right? So in conclusion, right, we could create one. We just need to be specific in our drafting decisions and make sure that we meet all the requirements that are set forth, right, that we've got to have a writing, horizontal privity, vertical privity, intent, touch and concern, and then we might be concerned about this benefit in gross.